תודה לך, בורא אהוב, על שהענקת לנו את התנאים לעבודה המיוחדת כל כך.
Thank you, beloved Creator, for granting us the conditions for this special work. Allow us to feel the end of correction in order to fulfill your will and make you the king over all the earth. May your love pierce our hearts of stone. Give the friends the necessary strength to arrive together to every lesson. Help us receive the force of unity in order for us to be able to exit Egypt. Open our hearts during the lesson in order to draw the reforming light and together reach adhesion with you. Give us the vessel of bestowal and allow us to be a conduit for humanity who needs you.
The lesson.
There is no harder state than the revelation of the servitude in Egypt and the exit from Egypt. Because one begins to discover to what extent he's capable of doing everything except for his intention in order to bestow, except for giving with the intention, with all of his heart. That he's not capable of. This is how it is from nature. This is how we are organized, so that one cannot. But to discover that one cannot means to discover that he very much wants to, but cannot. This is precisely our work in Egypt, that we need to try to exit these handcuffs, this dungeon of being inside of the will to receive, so much so that it is impossible to get out of it. There are walls on all sides, and I'm not capable, not in the thought, not in the intention, not in a desire, not in any kind of action that is truly pure. I'm not capable of exiting my ego, attaining the control of the ego over me to the fullest. This is actually the purpose of the exile in Egypt, the purpose of the rule of the ego of Pharaoh over me. And to the extent that we try more and more to attain it, the work of Pharaoh, the desire to exit his control, we see that it is impossible. And these actions, these efforts, these attempts to somehow try to feel, what does it mean, lishma, for her sake? What does it mean in order to bestow? What does it mean to exit the nature of this world? It's not understood by the person. And the more that he tries, he sees that it is simply prolonged and extended, and he doesn't understand it. The heart is impervious. The walls of the heart are so thick that you cannot even feel somehow or even to guess what does spirituality mean? What is it in order to bestow? What does it mean outside of one's heart? It is impossible. So, what do we do? And here, we can only try to perform actions between the friends. This is why it says, from the love of people to the love of the Creator, so that we, by these actions, will invite upon ourselves the influence of the upper force, upper light, and in such a way that it certainly will change us. It will influence us gradually, slowly, over a lot of time, patiently, because we need to get it from above also, so that we will not run away from the path, and we will try as much as we are thrown out to come back again. We're thrown out to come back again. This is called to work against Pharaoh's guards and to keep going and keep going until to the extent that we come closer between us, all of us together, we will feel how much by this we are gaining something truly special, that through that reality in which we exist, through it, we begin to somehow guess, feel, depict to ourselves, imagine to ourselves that there is a different reality. And there, I can truly rise above myself, exit myself, disconnect from myself, and live in everyone, in others, in the friends. And this is actually, I start to understand that this is the exit, the exodus from Egypt, to the extent that I shift from feeling phenomena, from everything that I do or expect or hope that it will happen, as much as I depicted that this is happening in others, in the world, and later on I can say in the Creator. So according to that, I can feel that I'm coming closer to Egypt. We are together in a special time, in our special state. The upper force, the only one that operates in the whole of reality, that it is spread over all of the matter that it created, in each and every detail of this matter that it created, it controls it and directs it in all the directions that are needed, everyone together and each one separately. And we simply need only to aim ourselves to a state where we will feel how much it is surrounding us and bringing us closer, and through that, that we will perform all of the actions in coming closer between us, internally coming closer between us, we will start by that to understand the Creator. This is how He becomes revealed, to the extent that we will have an inclination to be in thought and in the desire to be together, different thoughts, different desires, that's obvious. However, that they're all aimed together, to be together, specifically because they're different. As much as we will connect between them, as much as we will assemble a system of connection between them, by that we build a place called the Shechina, and in it the Creator will be revealed. As the sum total of our states, of our efforts, as the one who connects and fills and holds the connection between us. according to the degree of Aravut, mutual help, mutual support, mutual concern, that each and every friend will be incorporated between us, we will start to feel our partsuf, the partsuf of our soul, the partsuf of Adam HaRishon, and in it, the Creator who is filling us. And this actually is the exodus from Egypt. Let's hope that we will succeed in that. In our entire great kli, the men, the women, the veterans, the new ones, we have that before us and it can be realized. Let's try to succeed as much as we can. That's it. That's what I have to say. And all the rest, well, each one should try more and more and more, as much as possible, to implement it.
Mortar and bricks. And made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and bricks. With chomer, mortar, means that the Egyptians explained to Israel the severity, the chumrah, of bestowal. Whereas in the work of Egypt, they will always be white, meaning they will feel no darkness in the work. And the body will agree to this work. This is called bricks, levanim, meaning that the work of Egypt is always regarded as white, levanim, without any stain or dirt, but they will always be perfect. By this, they made it really difficult for Israel to work for the Creator. In other words, the hard work extended from the Egyptians, always telling them about the severity, chomer, in the work of bestowal, and the whiteness, levanim, that there is in this work, and the fear of the Egyptians. It was said that from the one who feared the Lord extended Israel's failure. This means that from this extended to them the hard work in the field, meaning in the kingdom of heaven, that they wanted to take upon themselves but could not.
Yes. This means that those who are going towards advancing towards the Creator, meaning towards the force of bestowal, and this is how one is advancing towards the friends, because this is where he has to implement it, because we attain the Creator in the center of the connection between us. So he, from one day to the next, feels how much it is not in his hand, this power. It's not under his control. And seemingly there's no chance. But rather, he just continues for lack of choice. Is there anywhere to run? There is nowhere to run. This is considered that Pharaoh shuts them in inside Egypt. You will be here and you will work with your egoistic desire and you will know how much this desire is an egoistic desire, and it is eating you up, and there is something else, however, you cannot reach that. This is truly the exile, the feeling of the exile, that there is another life in order to bestow lishma, connection with the Creator, that the point in the heart of each and every one demands that state, the revelation of the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. However, there's nothing you can do about it. For the time being, Pharaoh is in control. And this is the hard work that we have in the exile. This is why it is called and made their lives bitter with hard work, in mortar and bricks. With mortar, Chomel means that the Egyptians explained to Israel, meaning inside of the person there are such thoughts, the chumra, severity of bestow. How much to bestow is a very difficult state. It's impossible. I don't feel it. I cannot see it. I cannot implement it. I hear that there is such a thing, but what is it? I don't know. Whereas in the work of the Egyptians, it will always be white. Meaning they will feel no darkness in the work. Meaning, if I work in the ordinary manner, as much as I work, I profit, as much as I try, I succeed, and that the body will agree to this work. This is called with levanim, bricks. Meaning that the work of the of Egypt is always regarded as levanim, white, without any stains or dirt, but they will always be whole, perfect. If I don't think about spirituality that I want to achieve, but rather this state that I exist in, inside of my will to receive and working in my will to receive, as much as I work in it, it's okay. This is how the whole world is, and there's no difference. Just like I work in this world, and as much as I have done, I earned and I enjoyed life, this is how I continue from one day to the next. But if I begin to demand something beyond that, that's already a problem. So this is why the work of Egypt is always regarded as levanim, white. What does it mean? White, without any stains or dirt, but that they will always be perfect. Levanim, or levanim, it's whole, perfect. I don't feel that there's something else, that I'm yearning for it, and I want it, and every day I eat myself up. Where should I reach? How come I don't have it, etc.? But rather, there is no problem. I study, I work, I keep the family, I live the life of this world, and everything's fine. I'm not in that, I'm constantly not satisfied with myself, not satisfied with the world, not satisfied with the Creator, with the friends. I relate to all of these things in a normal way, just like any other person. By this, the Egyptians, these thoughts, made it really difficult for Israel to work for the Creator. Because we are not capable of thinking in order to bestow, that this will truly be pure bestowal to something outside of me. Meaning, in other words, the hard work was extended from the Egyptians always telling them, those who want to get out of Egypt, about the chomer, the severity in the work of bestowal. Meaning that it has to be very precise and outside of me. If I want to reach in order to bestow, then the goals, the intentions, the result of the actions, those have to be outside of me, so that it doesn't come back to me. How can one do it if he's entirely made of the will to receive? In that he has no energy, no strength, and no mind, and nothing with which to depict this. And the levanim, the bricks that there are in this work, and the fear of the Egyptians, that from the fear of the Lord, Israel's failure was extended. The hard work in the field, in the kingdom of heaven, that they wanted to take it upon themselves, but could not. Meaning that maybe I want to reach it, even though I don't quite know what it is in order to bestow, but this is enough for me to agree that it is good, that it's worthwhile. I want to get rid of my state in this world, that I feel that I'm truly under the control of my ego, but I cannot. This is actually the feeling of the exile. Not. Meaning that maybe I want to reach it, even though I don't quite know what it is, in order to bestow, but this is enough for me to agree that it is good, that it's worthwhile. I want to get rid of my state in this world, that I feel that I'm truly under the control of my ego, but I cannot. This is actually the feeling of the exile. No Kabbalist has not been through it. They all write about it, all of the Kabbalists. And we will also have to go through it. And we already exist in some stage, but this state is a very difficult state. It is the state of true exile, when a person feels that he is in between two worlds, between he himself wanting it with his will to receive, what can he do about it? And along with that, how is it possible to depict to himself a state where he exits himself? So that all of his actions and the results of his actions, and the reward seemingly, that he can see it in others, that he can disconnect himself from the result, that he is willing to invest himself completely, and others and the Creator will receive it. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. I was thinking that I'm actually in the work of Egypt, in the exile, that I am working and others receive it. Now I see that the exodus from Egypt is that I will work and everyone will receive it. And what about me? I will not. And this is what I want to happen. And here we see this change that occurs in a person, which is through the reforming light, that the person reaches a state where he is willing to put in effort, and the result of this effort will go to everyone, but not to him. So what does he have left? In that same desire that he is willing to contribute to the others, in that same desire, he will be like the Creator. That state inside of the will to receive, and by that he undergoes a restriction, emptying himself from the intentions to receive, or more correctly, he is able to control them. And later on, he'll even work with them in order to bestow, that he's willing to work with those desires in order to bestow, so that through them, by those desires, he will fill everyone. And this is his work. It's hard work on the one hand. On the other hand, when he agrees to it, he sees in this freedom. He gets rid of all of his problems, from all the pleasures of the evil inclination that he was fighting with. He rises above the evil inclination, and indeed he can be only in order to bestow. With such an action, and we need to scrutinize these actions that help us to rise above our nature. With such actions, this is how we exit Egypt.
Excerpt 101. The meaning of they made their lives bitter means that they did not let them work in order to bestow, which yields dvikut, adhesion with the life of lives.
This means in the Creator.
Instead, the klipa, the shell of Egypt, and Pharaoh governed the children of Israel with their governance of self-love. So they could not do anything against the Egyptians' will. And this was the exile, that they wanted to come out of this exile, but could not.
Meaning all of these desires and thoughts that hinder us from reaching connection, bestow between us and to the Creator, these are called Egyptians. And they all operate only in order to not let us get out of the will to receive. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we need to realize that in that way, they actually help us to accumulate within us a sufficient force in order to break through their resistance, to break through that wall, break through the barrier, and to actually get out to in order to bestow. Again,
101. It follows that the meaning of "and they made their lives bitter" means that they did not let them work in order to bestow, which yields adhesion, dvekut, with the life of lives,
with the Creator.
Instead, the klipa, the shell of Egypt and Pharaoh, governed the children of Israel with their governance of self-love, so they could not do anything against the Egyptians' will. And this was the exile, that they wanted to come out of this exile, but could not.
Okay, next.
102. When he begins to enter the work of Lishma, at that time he begins to go down to the exile in Egypt. And the body begins to betray the person and does not let him do this work by asking all kinds of questions that cannot be answered within reason. While above reason, a person cannot always overcome it. At that time, he begins to feel ascent and descent, because each time he is shown from above that what is the work of bestowal, and not for his own sake. Although every person understands this, when it comes from above, when he is given the understanding, he comes to feel it. And this is when the work with mortar and bricks begins. When they feel the hardships of the enslavement of the exile. We must walk on two lines, meaning on the right line, two. This means that a person must thank the Creator for letting him see what he was lacking. In other words, the fact that his suffering is from being remote from the love of the Creator, that these are his troubles and pains, whereas other people, the Creator does not give them this suffering, but their troubles and suffering are from being unable to satisfy their corporeal needs, which pertain to self-love. meaning that they are as beasts and have no idea of anything other than self-reception. For this, they were in gladness and gratitude to the Creator. However, this is hard work, since the left line cancels the right line. Hence, there is always new work to rebuild it. And this is the meaning of the words, and they made their lives bitter with hard work, with mortar and with bricks. Their work was with chomer, mortar, meaning on the left line, when they saw the gravity of their situation, how remote they were from the love of the Creator. And afterwards, the work on the right line is to be in gladness, because the Creator showed them the truth about the state that they are in. And this is called levanim, bricks.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вот когда мы работаем в десятке, так как бы понятно, как строим намерение. Где, как строим намерение через нашу ежедневную бытовую жизнь? Как здесь видит наш подмогу?
Sorry, no translation.
We can actually be in a spiritual work each and every moment. All in all, what is the difference between this world and the spiritual world? It's in the intention. The actions that I perform, I drive to work, I work, I come back from work, I go into some supermarket to buy groceries, I perform all kinds of actions at home, I communicate with people. All of these things, they should not disturb me. I just have to add the intention to it, that I want to reach bestowal. Bestowal. What does it mean, bestowal? It's a simple rule that we will all connect into the same general system from which we emerged, the system of Adam HaRishon that was shattered, and we feel ourselves as disconnected from each other. So, if I try to see all of us as though we are together or with an inclination to be together, then by that, I am in the same direction, the same course of going back to in order to bestow. I seemingly push the whole world, all people, all of the souls, I push them to connection. Therefore, our spiritual work can be at any time, every moment, with any action that I perform in this world. No one sees it. No one can hinder me in that. That's it. If I think of the general connection of mutual bestowal that I want to see among everyone, and it doesn't matter to me what state the world itself has, the Creator is arranging this for me to see the world this way, but I, on my side, need to try to see the world in its corrected form. That everyone are connected and in mutual bestowal, and this is the right form that the world is in. And I, in my work, my internal work, I want this to happen in this way.
But how to see it correctly? How to be a part and a link in this chain.
Your ego that is pressing you, screaming at you, giving you an opportunity to rise above the bad relations that you have with it, and you can, so that you can relate all of these things in a good way. That's all. And by that, well, it's not that it has to be this way in practice. maybe you won't do anything, but with your intentions, this is how you need to do it. First of all, clearly, this is coming from the Creator. Only the general network that covers everything, it works on everyone, and therefore you will never see, you should never see the friend, but rather you, the Creator is always behind him, and you need to accept these things. And therefore your relation to people should be just like the Creator, eventually, in the end. Until we correct ourselves in this way and that we will see the world in that way, it will take us some time. But this is actually the direction. Towards the spiritual work, we have nothing that is hindering us, but rather actually we discover in that the whole world, every moment with all of the details in it, actually help us to correct our attitude towards the world in order to see the true reality at the end of correction, so that the world will not change. It's written that the world keeps on going as usual. But rather man's attitude, the way one relates, one looks at it, this is what changes.
The Egyptians.
Nothing, but only in that we detect these Egyptians, that they are the Creator's servants. The Creator is directing us, directing them to help us to be in order to bestow, to build us in the spiritual form. So everything that is happening in the world, these are forces that are directed against my ego, but not against me. That by that I depict them, that they are operating against my ego, I position myself in the right way. How to receive these influences, and then I don't accept them as disturbances, but rather as directing me to the correct form, to the correct attitude.
German 4.
Вопрос по-немецки. Was ist diese Furcht vor den Ägyptern? Ist sie unerträglich? Wie meistert Israel diese Furcht?
What is the fear of the Egyptian? Is it intolerable? How do Israel overcome this fear, this trepidation?
By connecting between them and connecting with the Creator. This is what it says in the Torah also, that they were very afraid from the Egyptians and also from Pharaoh, and they didn't know what to do until they are while they're slaves under these forces. But the moment that they start from within to understand that this is coming on purpose so that we will rise above it, then the person reaches a state where he starts to look at all of these forces in a different way. That this is coming from the Creator. That it is coming in order for us not to cancel this evil, these bad forces, but rather we will know how to aim ourselves correctly through them. This is called help made against one. And then, through all of these bad influences, we start to establish ourselves correctly. And then we see that these Egyptians, they're not against us, but rather they are the servants of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh himself is the Creator. Just that he relates to us in this way, in a form that we are still inside of our will to receive, in the exile. But the moment that we emerge from the control of the exile, the control of the evil inclination, then we see that there is no Pharaoh. It is all the Creator. There is none else besides him. Therefore, the correct attitude, the balanced attitude to all of the disturbances, this should really be group work. And in that, we should help each other. How do we relate?
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали про это усилие в мысли, если я вас правильно понял, когда ты пытаешься.
Раф, you talked about this effort in thought, if I understood correctly, that you try to depict everyone in the perfect state. Can we call this a prayer also?
Yeah, it's possible that you're turning to the Creator, you're asking Him to help you maintain that. That it comes from the Creator and you want to be aimed back at Him and you want to determine all reality is connecting you to the Creator. Only that, I to my beloved to me, this bidirectional way. You only maintain this path. Then for you, the work becomes much more directed, organized, and you try not to fall off this path.
How this effort, how can we carry it out together in together with the friends in the tent?
Talk to the friends, see how you can discuss it, reinforce this tendency, because ultimately, at the end of this path, this trail, you have to see all of you connected together to the Creator. To such an extent that the Creator is revealed in the connection between you, the Creator becomes the integral.
What does it mean to see myself and all of us together connected with the Creator?
You depend on everyone and they depend on you, like in the Arvut, mutual guarantee that we're all in one boat and the Creator is running this boat and you do everything in order to maintain Him as the manager and to carry out His orders. And His orders are to be together. There are no more orders, only the connection between us. That's the desire of the Creator.
Last question. How do we discover inside of this boat that He is the one who is managing us?
If we manage each and everyone's ego and we're all in, only in this inclination towards the others, then we arrange in our boat, in our system, a state where this single force is revealed, the Creator.
Здравствуйте. Возможно, вы только что как раз Владу ответили на этот вопрос, но я уточню. Вы
Maybe you answered it already. You answered Vlad, but I want to be more precise. In your introduction, you spoke about the fact that we're beginning to feel our parzuf.
Ощущение поручительства и то, что мы в общей лодке, то, что вы сейчас ответили.
Through the Arvut, is this actually the Arvut? Is that the boat that you are talking about?
Yes. This eventually brings us to the connection between us, and inside this connection, we will reveal the Creator who's already there.
And
the connection with the Shekhinah, the revelation of the Shekhinah, there are different degrees here, or?
Of course, the connection between us, in it, all of our ego is revealed more and more and more. And we overcome it by connecting above this ego more and more and more. These are the degrees of the ascent. It's 125 degrees by which we approach the end of correction, the complete incorporation in one another, and the revelation of the complete Creator between us. The entire system is revealed this way. In fact,
and one last precision, these degrees, the 125 degrees, is that the way you described it before? It's working with the coarseness?
Yes, yes, true. That's how it is. We have nothing else with which to work. This is our nature, after all. The main thing is to cleanse ourselves of all kinds of side confusions, because the path, the trail to the end of correction has to be clearly defined, and for us to clean it of all the rubbish, all the disturbances, so that there's only one creator, one vessel in connection between us as tight as possible. And actually resemble the creator.
Okay, so a person is a result of the people around him. They make him be who he, whoever he is.
Didn't you get it?
I'm trying to ask about this discernment that the exodus from Egypt is that you start to see the results in the others, the reward in the others, the feeling in them. You start to live in the friends instead of living in yourself. So how is that different from today, from this autumn mode in which you're constantly searching for results in yourself?
No, I don't understand the question. Meaning, the problem is in me. I can't clothe in this picture.
Can I try one last time?
Yes.
Okay. What does it mean that we start to see the results in others?
The results, the outcomes in others, I didn't speak necessarily about the time after Egypt, rather the difference between Lishma and Lo Lishma. In order to receive and in order to bestow, in order to receive, I wish to see all the results, the outcomes in me. And the others, I look at them, I see them, just to ensure that I don't lose anything, that I remain successful, and so on and so forth. When I transition to in order to bestow, to Lishma, then I'm in the intention where I wish to see my work, the result of my work, in the friends, in the others, in the upper nine, and I'm like Malchut. And I'm willing to work, except the conclusion of the work, the outcome of the work should be in them. How much they are advancing. They are like my children. This is the difference. Either seeing it in me or seeing in others the result of the work.
Okay, so I'm asking about that discernment. So this transition, the exodus from Egypt, it's that you work and you see others advancing?
When I work and the others are advancing, if I'm in order to bestow, that fills me with joy, with fulfillment. It's like parents and kids. The parents are very happy when they see their children grow greater than them. How can that be? We're egoists, but because there's a difference between parents and children, and there's connection between parents and children. So they see in their children their next degree. So they're happy, they're content that, oh, this child has become greater than me.
So the feeling becomes the advancement of the others. The fact that others are, whatever others are getting from you, you're filled by that.
Yeah, this is exactly what in order to bestow is called.
So why is there such resistance to that?
Because we don't feel ourselves connected to one another. I don't see the world as close to me, as parts of my soul that specifically to them I can bestow, and in them I will feel the results of my exertion, and it will be a reward for me.
But seemingly the desire lets you perform actions in this direction, but the result should constantly be that I will be filled up.
Yes.
So what's missing here? How does it happen that
what's missing is the reforming light. To let us see the whole world as part of my soul.
And this is what changes your intention, that you start to see that
everything. It changes everything. If I begin to see the whole world as my own, as mine, as one vessel, I want to fill them, I want to bestow to them, I'm happy that they receive and I receive nothing. My entire fulfillment is in that, according to how much I fill the others.
A question. You said that we have to climb on a common trail towards the Creator. What is this trail?
Common to the Creator? I didn't understand.
You said we have to mount the trail towards the Creator. What is this trail?
It's the degree of bestowal that keeps growing each time in order to bestow.
The question is, how do we mount this trail together, all of us, all the friends?
It's not together, it's not similar to the others, because we're very different, all of us. And there's no together except through in the intention, the mutual support, but each one is on his own.
So each one has his own trail towards the Creator?
Each one, yeah, let's say he's got his own trail to the Creator. Imagine that you have 10 sefirot, but each sefira is completely different than the others. But they all work with one intention and one common direction to bestow to the Creator. It's not that each one bestow to the Creator, they can't. Rather, in the correct merging, the correct combination between them in each and every degree, they can aim themselves to the Creator.
So where is the point of sharing, of incorporation between us? Because each one is in his trail. Where do we merge together towards him?
When each one works with his personal malchut relative to his personal upper nine, towards one goal, the Creator, and they try to see him as one for all. And they, each time they aim themselves more precisely. And this is the meaning of climbing up the degrees. Then.
Yes, Rav. It's not clear what you said before. You answered to PD 6 that the source of the pleasure of the fulfillment, it changes when I see the results of my work in others, in the Creator, in the whole world is here to serve me and I serve the world. It's not clear. It sounds like the most egoistic state possible. I feel secure in that. I have nothing to lose. Well, what's there? Is that self-persuasion? Where is spirituality in that state?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If I see the feeling in that I fulfill the world, I feel as if I'm rid of all of my problems. I live for others. Everything is good. It's all fine. So yeah. This is spirituality? Isn't this the ego, which is completely developed? And
what are you doing with this feeling of filling the world? Are you doing it for their sake, or are you doing it to fill them and feel pride, fulfillment, your uniqueness?
Because they feel confidence.
Confidence. So you do it for confidence. Very good. Very well. So this is an egoistic action.
And how do you replace this action with...
Like with all of our... all the actions that you discover as egoistic, you're incorporating them, then you ask the Creator to make it into a spiritual action. The conclusion is the main thing, not the action itself. Why... yet to understand, to explain.
From Petah Tikva 30, they're asking, what freedom is there in order to bestow, if instead of caring for myself, I have to care for millions like myself?
But by that, you come to equivalence of form with the Creator. And that is why you feel yourself free. You are inside the upper force and it's working on you, and you annul yourself in order to add anything you can to his action. It's work. But in it, we feel ourselves free from in order to receive. It's not that there's no work there or no commitment. Or that we feel ourselves as if we, nothing is important, we care about nothing, I'm free as a bird. No. Rather, I'm free from the will to receive that doesn't burden me, doesn't obligate me to do what he is saying, so I'm free from him, from it. And although I'm in servitude to the Creator, but by that I feel myself free. It's all relative.
H1, they're asking about this context. While we are operating inside of the ego, what is the closest act towards to bestow that we're capable of doing towards the friends?
Each action, any action that we can do towards the friends.
Last question from Kavkaz. How can I help my friends be in the work of Israel and not work with bricks?
We all scrutinize what must be the correct connection between us.
Max 6.
We are talking about the fact that in our intentions we should fill the world, help the world. In what will we fill the world? What is this fulfillment?
Filling.
We must fill the world with the intention, the mutual intention to bestow. Or the intention for mutual bestowal, not more than that. And to that extent, the Creator.
Все же конечной точкой должно быть наслаждение других творцов.
So that final point, this way or that way, should be pleasure for others.
I need to be incorporated in the others, and in them, I need to feel the pleasure that I'm causing them. The same towards the Creator, by the way. PT 19.
Thank you, Rav. To continue what you said, that if I feel that I'm the slave of the Creator, the servant of the Creator, I feel free. How come when I'm the slave of my ego, I'm not called free? Because my ego is also ruled by the Creator.
Because it wasn't your choice. Free means that it made a choice, and I'm making this choice each and every moment. But if I'm not choosing, then I'm not considered free. I'm not a monkey, I'm not a cat, I'm not a mouse, I'm not a rock, I'm not a cloud. I'm a person. Human, there is no freedom here. But inside this human that the Creator created, there is a free point where he can remain the way he is, or he can become similar to the Creator. And this is our only place of free choice, where that's the only thing we can change in us. That's it.
A question from the Hebrew group. How does a person check that he's working in order to bestow and not just running away from his ego for his own benefit?
Again?
How does the person check that he is working in order to bestow and not just running away from his ego for his own benefit?
When he works in order to bestow, it's clear to a person that he truly reached in order to bestow. Because he feels no connection to what's in him, he feels it in others by being connected to them, by being connected to the Creator. And he feels his force of bestowal, the results of his bestowal in the other, and not in himself. And he cares about how they would feel and how he would feel. To that extent, he neutralizes the effect of the results on him.
The question from Moscow 8. Where do I come out of myself and when will this exit end?
When do I come out of myself? When I'm capable of annulling my entire future, then I'm coming out of myself. Where through the upper force, upper light that's working on me, I begin to feel all reality is more important to me than what I am. Simple. I feel them as my children, let's say, towards their mom. More important than me. After all, everything is measured in the will to receive. We have no other vessels, but if in the will to receive through an upper illumination, through the upper illumination, I begin to feel the other as more important than me, then it's called being. Don't get confused by it.
A question from Chile. What quality does the ten must have in order to build the Creator in the right form? Or each one in the ten builds his own, the Creator of her own, according to the quality she gets from the friends?
Each ten builds its own Creator. Each time, the form of the Creator that they imagine is different. Yes, it's written, every day I have a new creator. And that's how we advance. The important thing is nevertheless the connection. Connection between the friends, connection between the women friends. You won't be able to run away from that. The fact that we have all these egoistic relationships between us, the Creator gives those and He will not concede those because it has to do with each person's root of his soul. If you won't annul your ego to the point that you begin to feel yourselves closer to one another, that you're capable of thinking good thoughts about the other, that you want to connect to the other, that you want to help the others, if you don't do it, it'll never happen. We will have to go through these stages. Hence, it's written, 1,000 enter the room and one comes out to teaching. Horah, from the word light. Oh, think about it carefully and gradually it'll begin to help one another to advance. And if we won't do it, the suffering will come and obligate us because the goal is there, the upper force is there. And the upper system can apply such pressure on us that we would want to change, even when we don't want to change.
They're asking from PT6 exactly about that. We still do not feel the mutual dependency between the friends in the 10. Should we artificially resist the egoistic desire to think about myself and aim my thoughts so that it will be good for them? What is the good that I'm asking for them?
When I'm asking instead of for myself, but for the friends, that means that I want to advance from here in the direction of correction, of the end of correction. And if I don't think about it, it's a sign that I'm not advancing at all. Because advancing up the trail from here to the end of correction is only according to the extent to which I care about the other. Because this entire trail is a trail of love of others, and from love of others to the love of the Creator. The love of the Creator clothes in love of others. We have to try and hear these words.
They're also asking from PT 6, why isn't it revealed to us that the result of our exertion goes to everyone? How is my exertion expressed in the others?
It's not revealed to us so that we won't start pulling it into our vessels of reception. That's why it's not revealed. Next.
From Germany, do we acquire the intention to bestow only after we feel ourselves part of one soul? Is that a precondition?
Yes, we need to feel ourselves all connected together in one, and that it can't be that each is working apart. There's no such thing. And only after us feeling ourselves dependent on one another, connected to one soul, then it's revealed according to the measure of connection between us, what's in that soul of Adam Rishon, meaning the upper light, the Creator, our place, our state in relation to this.
From Kazakhstan, if my entire fulfillment is when I fill others, in what do I fill my friends?
I fill my friends with all my exertion towards connection, for then our vessel becomes more united, more unified, and we have the revelation of the upper light, more of the revelation of the Creator. That's called that I'm filling them. By helping them, pushing them towards connection.
Rav, я хотел уточнить вот в вашем ответе Киеву 3.
I wanted, when you answered Kiev, what I heard was that I have to incorporate in the others and feel their pleasure. What pleasure? Pleasure from their work to the Creator, what I gave them.
I participate in everyone. And as a result of it, I feel what they're feeling from the fact that they're coming closer to the Creator. That's it. That they're bestowing to the Creator this pleasure they feel and I feel, and the fact that they're receiving from the Creator also. They feel, and I feel, in them. The fact that they're bestowing to the Creator, it's called Or Chozer, reflected light. The fact that they're receiving from the Creator, that's called Or Yashar, direct light, that's clothing in that reflected light. When we come to the Parzufim, we'll understand what's happening. I want us to learn this in a more practical way, so it won't be theoretical. Just like people want to know this. I don't want to accept the wisdom of Kabbalah in a way that we will learn it's like some abstract science, but rather it has to be something that's felt inside of a person somewhat at least. So one will see that he himself doesn't feel, but he will hear that others are feeling. It will stimulate him and advance him. He will be incorporated in everyone. In such a way, we will.
Right attitude here.
I need to be concerned only for my request, my prayer, to be constantly emerging from my heart, will be able to connect with the hearts of the friends, and it could be of all the people in the world, and will rise up to the Creator. As the Creator is not above us, it's better to depict Him as being in the center of connection between us. And this is how we all, as much as we can, more and more people in the world, be connected by turning from between us to the Creator. That is actually the entire work we need to do. Nothing but that. And then we very quickly will see how He enters with us into a mutual form of connection, which is how we will advance.
Rafa, можно еще задать вопрос?
Ну, возьми.
Да, обращение к Творцу, к Нему обращаться, Его просить.
The plea to the Creator. Does that mean to turn to Him, to ask of Him? What exactly are we turning to?
That's the upper force, our source, which created all of creation and us. And He does in us what is needed in order to awaken us towards connecting and playing back towards Him. Rather, we will learn how we need to connect between us in order to bestow to the Creator, and in our bestowal to the Creator, when we plead to Him, we ask for one thing, the upper light, the force of bestowal, the force of love, for it to come down upon us all. And then accordingly, each and every one will advance towards the Creator. And all of us together. Because all the other thoughts, not about connection between everyone and the Creator, are prohibited, flawed thoughts.
So how does still relate to my people that are in me?
The way you're saying that which is inside you, your nation that's inside of you, are your qualities. You need to aim to, you need to think that by your work with the friends, when you're all connecting, you're drawing and inviting the reforming light, and it will truly sort you and correct you into one kli. And then in that one kli, you'll be able to start beginning to reveal the Creator. Think more. Hear more what we are talking. You'll advance more and feel also how capable you are to battle with all those states in the correct manner. You're going through difficult situations, I understand, but nevertheless, there is no other weapon other than the connection between us.